Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, the pathway of faith, with joy and celebration. You have a unique plan, purpose, pathway that will bring you fulfillment, accomplishments, blessings, and prosperity. Your personal pathway of faith is one only you can walk, because you are called and specifically chosen to travel and walk in the center of the path in obedience to God. Considering the outcomes of great leaders before us, we discover the process and insights. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the Word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Hebrews the 13th chapter, verse 7. King David, one of the most outstanding leaders of ancient times, shares his insights, which, when followed, will yield the outcomes that are uniquely yours, my friends. Here are three steps to victory. First, ask God for discernment to discover your pathway. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth, for you are the God of my salvation, for I wait for you all the day, states King David, Psalm 25, verses 4 through 5. When we ask in faith, we receive everything from God that we need for life and career. God inspires us with His view of who we are, why we were born, and what He wants us to do. God wants us to know Him. Faith in following God is key. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews the 11th chapter, verse 6. Second, seek God. One of the best ways to know God is by examining how He works in the lives of great leaders who follow the pathway of faith. King David waited for God to show him his pathway. Waiting is like the exceptional waiter in a restaurant. They intently observe you, looking for opportunities to respond in serving you. They are attentive to your needs and requests. Waiting for God is an active anticipation and expectation of His leading and helping. Third, knock. Take the first step in faith, my friends. Commitment precedes power from God in the pathway of faith. So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. James the 2nd chapter, verse 17. When we trust God for His plan and purpose, He always blesses us and receives the glory through our lives. Here is what we can expect and experience. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. Psalm, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3. I pray, my friends, that this will be the outcome for you, your family, and those you serve and lead. Until the next time, victory! 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 Thank you very much.